Blog Talk Radio.
You hear me? Can you hear me? Father, can you hear me now?
I'm
Oh, I'm going to get you later, Bishop, Bishop, Bishop. I'm going to get Bishop later for this foolishness that he's given me. It'll be proper to Roger Caldwell trying to church then. I praise bake anything. Don't play. I know one thing. I told my body, I'm going to give my brother, my body 2 weeks off of praise breaking. I'm still so. And he called me, Bishop, about the one Sunday we're going to do all hymns or devotion songs. He said, Bishop, told him to do all, and I can see his whole body doing this the whole service. Yep. To contact Prophet Caldwell about one Sunday we're going to do all devotion songs. Jesus, I'll never forget. You died for me. Where you at, Blaze?
So that's pre-show promo.
What her name was? Wanda what? I just was on her page. Goodness, let me go again. Tim, want to share it, Bishop.
No.
Did you get the pictures of her I sent you? Bishop, you got to check your messenger, man of God. I don't know no other way.
Which one did you send to?
I don't know the one that you talked to me on. Her name is Wanda Carter. Are we ready to start? Are we ready to start sharing yet? I didn't hear this all night long. He said it all night. I didn't know why I got hollered at today. He said, she raised her voice. Let me call her CY.
I enjoy.
Her name is Miss Wanda Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R.
Wanda Carter.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So her name.
The other one haven't responded, but she's on fire, so she'll be enough.
Okay, Wanda Carter. I need to do a Lord service for Wanda Carter, so her name will be on the thing.
It's 8:35. I told her 8:45. You want me to tell her 8:50? Waycross, Georgia. He said, I will stay up. But you know, the blessed part is because her cousin, who be with her all the time, her and her cousin had took, because she called me this morning, she had been crying. But her and her cousin had took someone to the hospital who wasn't feeling good. Her cousin got it, and she got it. So just that quick, you know, interaction. And then her cousin almost lost her life, so she's still in the hospital on life support. She said she was out, and she said she heard the Lord say, wake up. And she just sat straight up. This is her own life support. And she said he told her, fight. And she started fighting. She said, so I would tell everybody to fight. I said, please, woman of God, just hold her for the night. She began to preach. Yeah, and she said, he just said, fight, fight, fight. So she said that they was in the same hospital. She told the nurse to go whisper in her cousin ear, you better fight. And now she's getting ready to get out the hospital, but she's just getting off for the respirator.
Tonight we're cross-fading, cross-posting. Really, we're YouTubing and we're crossing. So we're going to come here. So this is where we do cross-posting. And when we do cross-posting, it allows you to grab the URL. So, you know, this is normally standalone. I'm waiting on Pastor Vicky to order the
Bishop, are you recording tomorrow? Tomorrow's Friday. Are you doing a show tomorrow?
Oh, am I? Do I need to?
I was thinking about it.
I'm going to be honest with you. I do everybody's show. I'm about to put the shows. I didn't record it for many shows. I don't mind doing somebody's show, but I don't want to. It took my design of one or two.
Bishop, don't lose your hope. This is Inspired Network. We're going to be making some money with this. We have to go.
I know.
I've been checking into getting the FCC number and everything. I wanted to put on my cute glasses, but then you have to use wisdom because you can't see nothing. So I can't see nothing in the paper. So I'd be like, what's the definition of hope? Hope is. Yeah, what's on your face?
Caldwell.
I'm going to get my goals next month. Tell Lord, thank you. All my teeth gonna be gold up. I ain't got number five. I had a choice. Dentures or golds? What you think we chose? Yeah, I'm from the east side, baby. Play with it. Now, why you scared to mess up? Tell the Lord thank you. He's scared to mess up because I got the power of the burning bed. Go to sleep if you want to. Eat something I cook and go to sleep if you want to. The way that lion sleep. The way that bear sleep. God changed his name to Brother Blaze. My vows is real till death do us what? Don't even pay no attention, baby, because I get you. I'm turning my face to the wall like Hezekiah. I'm just playing. Saying what? It was the first day. It was the edge of. Do I need to put some gel on it? Now, you know, I don't like the edge of stuff. I be feeling like a nigga. I hope this ain't on. You ain't got it on, did you? Okay, because they're going to be like, Dr. Caldwell. I need some music. Y'all need to play Kirk Franklin's Smile. Love, no, not this song here. I didn't hear you.
I don't like that.
Well, Tasha.
That song is not good.
That you don't want to love nobody but God? I know it's not
God.
But when you're dealing with a whole bunch of people, you have to love nobody but him. Just saying. He'll make you love everybody else. That's what Kurt was trying to say.
It says love. It's love.
It's just a word.
What's the word?
Love me too much. It's not how you think it is. God,
you love me too much. Oh, too much. Oh, that is kind of not biblical.
You love me past what I thought you should. You know, I thought you can't go to love me.
But see how you took that song? I took Kirk Franklin's song in a whole nother way. That's right. Take up for that, wifey. I know, baby. I'm so proud of you. Talk about it, Sandy. Yeah, what happened to the doc that used to come on here? How's he doing? I know he's kind of older. That's why he's been staying home. Blaze, I'm going to set you a fire if you keep it up. What's he say? Tasha, do you know that Karen is 59, Dorinda is 62, Twinkie is 66, and the oldest daughter is 71? And Denise is 70. That's some foolishness. Them girls look good. That's how I'm going to look. I'm a daddy's black when I get home tonight because I seen it. You see that, Grace? Y'all, my guest is waiting on us. Let me tell her coming because she just said, are y'all ready? Mother? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You ready, Bishop?
Almost.
I'm just trying to share it because she asked me to share it to her page. So.
Oh, it's up, so you can share. Okay.
Where do I go? Hospital?
Yeah, hospital, all of them. We pull up everywhere you can think of. Lord just sent me a new service to make it a whole lot easier. Just send me multiple emails.
How much is it?
$40 a month. Maybe you'll try it.
People keep putting on me
old memories.
It got me thinking
I'm going to try it on your. You're going to go
turn the audio on.
Blessings, 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 blessings. This is Dr. Shalonda Caldwell, your prophetess, and I'm so excited to be here tonight, coming to you from the Hospital Church, the Deeper Look with our Bishop, Zamikio Jackson. I am standing in for him on today, and tonight we have such a great show talking about the great things of God, and the title tonight is Don't Lose Your Hope. Don't lose your hope. In the middle of such a hopeless thing, we cannot lose our hope. So we're going to be discussing hope. We're going to be discussing how to be grounded through hope with our faith in God. Amen. Because every time we lose our expectancy, we lose our hope. So hope is simply having a great expectation and something greater than you. So we're excited tonight. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 1:1 that Christ, he is our hope, the hope of glory. So we're going to be discussing our hope tonight. We're going to have, this is Testimony Thursday. We're going to be having some beautiful woman of God, amen, Sister Wanda Carter, that will be here testifying how she has survived what was meant to take her out. We have so many people that have been surviving this virus, and we're excited here at the Hospital Church of what God has been doing. So tonight we'll be hearing testimonies of how God kept their hope alive in the middle of the storm. We have so many people that is going through. Even today, I lost someone that I love. Someone is hurting that I love for losing a loved one. But I want you to know the Bible says in Thessalonians that we don't mourn how others mourn, but we mourn knowing that we have a hope in Christ Jesus. So even though we are set, our hope and our expectation is still on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So we're going to get ready to do just a few commercials and promos, and then we're going to go straight to our phone lines and through the Word of God, and we're going to start building hope again on tonight. Trying to follow this. Do y'all have the phone number? Could you put it on the screen? Okay. Could you let her know we're getting ready to go on? Welcome back. Welcome back. Again, our topic on today is about hope, not losing our hope. I want you to give us a call at 563-999-3060. I'm going to be praying for people on tonight. We're going to be praying that